Homeowners could be forced to consult neighbours on renovations before lodging them with council. This is one of the proposals being considered in landmark reforms of New South Wales's planning system. The Minister, Rob Stokes, says it'll remove the element of surprise. At the moment, neighbours are only informed of a renovation or development after an application is received by council. Under the new system, the community could be consulted before a development application is lodged with the council. That means neighbours would be able to voice their concerns before council becomes involved. It'll be the first time in more than 30 years that the state's planning system has undergone an overhaul. On the line, the president of the Local Government New South Wales group, Keith Rhodes. Keith, g'day.
Good afternoon, Ben.
What do you think of the changes?
Oh, look, we welcome them with open arms. Local government has been trying for many years now to get planning reforms right across New South Wales. And back in 2013, we thought we were nearly there, but there was some blockage in the upper house at that time. So the reforms then were parked. And since the elections last year and Minister Stokes has taken over as Minister for Planning, he's very keen to move it forward. And here we are, after consultation with Local Government New South Wales, representing all of the councils in New South Wales, we're starting to move forward.
This is still in its infancy, though, isn't it? We should just clarify, where's this up to in terms of being a proposal as opposed to being already in place?
Oh, very much so in its infancy at the moment. But to get to this stage by working together, we think it's a terrific situation we're in at the present moment. It's the closest we've been to getting it right for many, many years. And the Minister is quite keen. And you're correct in what you say. You know, the devil is, as always, in the detail, but now we've set the parameters of what we're after. The Minister is after improved community engagement, a clarified hierarchy of state, regional and local plans together, and a logical and clear development pathway that comes with a transparent consent authority for development. So we'll now get into the detail around that. But the issue of notifications to neighbours is one that communities have always taken very, very closely. You know, we had some concerns in 2013 that there was a possibility that type of pre-notification to adjoining neighbours or boundaries would be taken away. That meant that simply on a Monday morning you could hear a bit of noise outside, you open your curtains, you have a bit of a look, and you find that there's a couple of semi-trailers turned up with tractors and backhoes and bulldozers about to commence a development. No input or say in it.
If people were forced to talk to their neighbours about it before it goes to council, I'm wondering whether that would give people more of an option to find a bit of a middle ground themselves, because once it's gone before council and there's a development application in place, people get on war footing very quickly, don't they?
Well, they do, Ben, but we've still got to be very careful here that has not been locked away as yet in respect to before lodging a development application, pre-discussions with neighbours. But what we've always found, I've been in local government now as a councillor and mayor for the past 25 years, and what I've always found is planning is always the most complex, the most argumentative part of local government that you could possibly come across. It divides neighbours, it divides communities. But if we can find a way within this system that before a development application is lodged or just after, before it goes to its second stage, or it's got to go out to other government agencies for concurrence, for argument's sake, if the development has access to a road controlled by the RMS or it's close to bushland where it needs the concurrence of the RFS and other state agencies. Before that happens, if the neighbours can actually have input. Now, let's not forget, neighbours do make submissions now, and some are in the positive saying, hey, we like this, what's proposed next door. Others will say, look, we believe that there will be an invasion of our privacy through the height of where the balconies are that can see either through our bedroom windows or into our backyard or whatever the case might be. So if those things can be sorted out before the approval is given or rejected, I think we're on the right path to getting it pretty right.
All right, no doubt there'll be a lot more discussion about this as we go forward and work through the detail. Thanks for your time, Keith.
My pleasure.
Keith Rhodes, President of the Local Government Association of New South Wales.